Tuesday afternoon, let's visit with Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Wow, no snow on the ground yet.
I know, I love it. Don't you love it?
It's different.
I go for no snow until like maybe Christmas and just a little bit, just for looks.
There you go.
I don't know if anybody's listening to my order, you know, like Mother Nature.
Yeah, you almost have to have a white Christmas, though.
Yeah, I like to have a little bit, but
yep.
I really enjoy this because, you know, you still can get out and walk and do all that kind of stuff. You don't have to worry about it, but
good.
Not like we're really going anywhere.
That's right. We're not going anywhere.
I know, but it's nice to be able to get out and walk and yep. not have to worry about it, you know. So.
Right. Well, what's happening at the Appleton Public Library?
Well, we are by appointment and curbside pickup only. So what that means is you call us up at the Appleton Library at 289-1681, and you make an appointment with us, and then we meet you at the door and we let you in, and you can come in for 15 minutes of browsing or for like an hour on a computer. Or you can just order some things online or order some stuff over the phone with us and arrange a curbside pickup where we'll bring it out to the building and you come and meet us and you pick it up. And so that's what we're doing right now. So the phone is ringing constantly. Keep in mind, we do have two lines. So if we don't get to you right away, just leave a message and we will call you back and make sure that we help you with whatever your needs are. Because sometimes there's only one of us here. And I unfortunately can only hear in one ear at a time. I have some limits.
Yep.
Anyway, so hopefully everyone can be pretty flexible and things like that with us. Because this is just the way things are for right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so keep all those things in mind that we are open for people to come in, but it has to be by appointment or a time that you know, you arrange to be here. Now, we also are still continuing with some of our programming that we have. And so Steve Starrood still comes in and meets with people. And so he's here on Tuesday, in fact, today, the 1st and the 15th of December. And so, you know, keep those things in mind and call us and make an appointment to meet with him so he can help you with all of your computer and technology questions. We're also doing weekly take and makes for kids. And so always give us a call or watch our Facebook page. Right now this week we have a painted ceramic ornament that you can give us a call, and we have that all packaged up and ready for you. And you just arrange a curbside pickup or a time to come in, and we will have that available for you this week. Next week we have a really big program for kids. And each week we'll have something kind of really fun for them. And it's all, you know, themed, of course, this month for the holidays. We're also doing a event or a take and make project for adults. We are going to be making a Christmas gnome. And so we've got all of the ingredients and the instructions and all that stuff all ready for you. And those things will become available next week. And so you will be able to call and order those next week so that you can arrange a curbside pickup or a time to get that project as well. Remember, there's limited quantities of all of these take and make projects that we have. And so keep those things in mind that the first caller gets, of course, the programs and the take and make project.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. What can I say? You know, the earlier you call, the better off it is for you to get those things. But like I said, for the Christmas gnome project for adults, we won't be accepting reservations until next week.
Okay.
So you can call us all you want this week, but we won't take anything down until next week, unfortunately. We have to finish getting everything all organized and ready. But we have a limited quantity of, usually we have about 20, 25 of things. Some of them will have a little more because we think they'll be popular. And so, you know, I know in November we ran out of our take and make projects because they've been so popular. And so I think I could have had about 10 or 12 more of them.
Yeah.
But you know, there's only so much money that exists in all of our budgets, so.
Yep.
I'm sorry if yep. I don't mean to offend anyone. I just yep. am trying to do the best that we can with
you
what
bet.
We've got.
Yeah, it's strange times, that's for sure. So.
It is, and these take and make projects are super fun. I've seen a lot of really great pictures of many different things that both the kids and the adults have put together from our Take and Make project. So I'm so happy that we're able to provide that to our community. Also, we're going to have a book club in December. In fact, I met last night via Zoom with some of our book club members, and we're going to try it again now the end of December on, I think it'll be the 29th. Or 28th that we'll be meeting, because that's Monday the 28th. And it'll be a Christmas-themed novel. We just decided last night to go ahead and do this in December, because a lot of times we skip the month. And so we'll have a Christmas-themed novel that we're going to be reading, because a lot of people aren't going anywhere. And like I said, we'll just be meeting via Zoom. So if you're interested, just give us a call, and we will, you know, get a book for you and invite you to the Zoom meeting.
Good. I like Zoom meetings. Some people don't, but I like them. I do a lot of them, too.
Yeah. I know I've participated in a lot of them, but I haven't really set a lot of them up. So this was super fun, and I was glad that it worked, and every single person that I invited actually attended.
All right.
So sometimes technology does work.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cindy, let's mention maybe the Festival of Trees ain't happening this year.
No, unfortunately, there's so many programs that are not happening this week or this year, and that is one of them. I know we didn't have our smorgasbord either after the Friday after Christmas or after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of different events just are not happening. I'm super sad about that because, of course, the Civic Center here is usually all just sparklingly decorated, but right now... It's just not.
Yep. It's one of my favorite things during the holiday season to come over to the Appleton Civic Center and go through the Festival of Trees. It's very one of my favorite things to do. But
yeah.
I have to wait till next year, hopefully.
Yep. Hopefully next year we're able to do that.
Yep.
So I'm so sorry that we're not able to, but that is a decision that we ended up making.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else before we move into what are people reading?
No, that's what I'm kind of ready for.
Okay.
What are people reading? There's a lot of new things for people to be reading. Barack Obama has released A Promised Land. It's his first volume of his presidential memoirs. And so that will be a super interesting book. And I like how he said it's his first volume. So I imagine there'll be several more. I mean, he's kind of been quite a prolific writer throughout his life, actually, so that is not surprising in the least. Dolly Parton has a book out called Dolly Parton's Song Teller. It's co-written with Robert Orman, and it's the country music icon offers insights on 175 of her songs. Michael J. Fox has a book out also called No Time Like the Future, and the actor discusses the challenges that he's faced with his Parkinson's disease and, you know, setbacks and things like that. Ree Drummond, of course, the pioneer woman, has a new book out called Frontier Follies. And it's stories about motherhood and marriage and just kind of her life. And there are a lot of people that follow her, so this should be quite interesting. New fiction books is David Baldacci has a book out called Daylight. The FBI agent, Atlee Pines, search for her twin sister overlaps with a military investigator's hunt for someone involved in a global conspiracy. Daniel Steele has a new book out, which I have had a lot of people calling about already. It's called All That Glitters. Just as Coco is about to graduate from Columbia, tragic events in her family send her on a journey of self-discovery. Yeah, lots of new things. Mary Higgins Clark has a book out, and she's co-written this with Alifar Burke. As their wedding approaches, a television producer and her fiancé must search for her missing 7-year-old nephew. It's called Peace of My Heart. So lots of new things. If you're looking for a book to read, you know, give us a call. We're happy to help you find something or arrange, of course, a time for you to come in here and visit with us about all the different books and materials that we have here.
All right. All right. Thanks, Cindy. Good job, as always. And, yeah, Duff, once again, you're doing curbside and...
And by appointment
by
browsing.
By appointment. Okay. All right. Thanks, Cindy. We'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds fabulous. Don't forget to give us a call at 320-289-1681.
All right. Will do. All right. Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you.
Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.